Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard.
Yeah.
Are we good? All right. I just want to make sure here. And we're coming to you from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right. Final hour of the program on this Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. And we talked about it earlier about the Brooklyn Nets. And Chris is going to join us momentarily as we try to fix some technical issues here. But we talked about the Brooklyn Nets and their West Coast trip and what they were able to do, which is impressive. The Brooklyn Nets went on a West Coast trip and went 5-0, the first time that they had such a road trip in their history. And when you think about what they were able to accomplish, four of those five wins came against over 500 teams, and without Kevin Durant, their best player, which speaks volumes about where this team is, what they're able to do, and, you know, where they're going. Because they're only going to get better. Kevin Durant is eventually going to rejoin them. The Nets have now also won 8 straight games in the Western Conference as well. And Rob G., can you jump in here as we talk about the Nets and where they are? Rob G., you as a Laker fan, and I just want to get your perspective from this side. You know, obviously you feel good about your team. They won a championship a year ago. AD's down. You know, LeBron struggled a little bit. But when you look at the Nets, do you really say, like, this is serious business? This is an antidote, you know what I mean, for your team. How do you look at the Nets and what they've been able to do so far?
Right. Well, Rob, you know, even before the James Harden trade, I had already picked the Nets to win the East because I was that confident in Kevin Durant and Kyrie, just the two of them. But adding James Harden,
and with the supporting cast.
Because at the time,
right,
you know, I thought Caris LeVert was a great third option. I like the young center, Jared Allen, who they ended up trading to Cleveland as part of the Harden.
Spencer Dinwiddie, who's hurt, right, who's not even playing, Rob G.
Right. So I thought they had enough already. But when they added James Harden, it unlocked them in a way that even I didn't expect they'd be able to be unlocked. You know, because as good as Kyrie Irving is, he is not the distributor that James Harden is. So you always knew before they got James Harden that Kyrie could get his and Kevin Durant could get his. And hopefully some of the other role players would be able to get off enough where they could win a championship. But with James Harden running the show as their new point guard, he's unlocking Joe Harris in a way that I don't think Kyrie could have. He's unlocking TLC. He's unlocking Brown, Landry Shamet. You know, all these other guys.
I don't disagree with you.
Are getting shots that I don't know if they would have been able to get before. And because of that, it's made them even more dangerous offensively than they would have already been. I think they are an offensive juggernaut.
And that's the thing. Like all the arguments that people made, Rob G., about, you know, downing the Harden trade, there's not enough basketballs for all three, they're going to be bickering, all that other stuff. And then, you know, when they were historically bad defensively, we talked about it on the show, about how bad they were. And now as you see things turn around and them play the way that they've played, I don't know how you can look at this team. Can you just, and we don't want to get caught up. Obviously, you got to play it out. They got to be healthy. Everything else has to work out. But I can't see anybody beating them 4 out of 7 only because the firepower is unbelievable.
Well, that's a bold comment coming from you, Rob, knowing that I'm a Laker fan.
I
understand what you're saying. And I think I cannot see anybody in the Eastern Conference hanging with them. And I actually said on Twitter yesterday, you know, I'm a big Laker fan and I picked the Lakers to repeat. I still think they're going to repeat. But okay. I even said then that if both teams are every team is fully healthy, the only team that I think even has a chance to beat Brooklyn in a series would be the Lakers. And it'd be for two reasons. Number one, the Lakers are one of the few teams in the NBA who play defense because you're not going to stop Brooklyn. They're going to score and they're going to score a lot. Your only hope is that you can slow them down long enough to take advantage of their defensive issues. And where the Lakers have an advantage that we didn't see when they played last game because AD was hurt and you know, LeBron didn't have another ball handler, so he was kind of doing everything. But what Brooklyn still does not have, and they don't have yet, is anybody that's going to prevent LeBron and Anthony Davis from getting to the basket at will.
Well, I agree with you. And you do, though, believe that what they see they have, all they need to add is a big guy, right?
Right.
It'll be like an Andre Drummond. If they get an Andre Drummond or a guy like that from some team.
Well, even a guy like JaVale McGee, who's not even very good, but just being tall and athletic would make their defense, just like you said, they just got to be average defensively.
They don't have to be stoppers, right?
Right.
They're not looking. If you're thinking that they're going to be defensive stoppers, that's a joke because that's not what you have to do. And I think the Lakers, and you tell me, you follow the Lakers, you live and die with them. They miss JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard at the rim.
Right, right. And you know what's funny, and this is why you guys have talked about this on the air a lot, is how analytics and advanced stats are bad for sports. And it's not like they don't have their place, but if you look at the advanced stats, you'll say, they say the Lakers' defense is even better than they were last year. But if you watch the games, it's a layup line to the basket if Anthony Davis is not there. Because Mark Gasol, for all of his, you know, skills offensively as a passer, and he's a good shooter, much better than the other two, he does not defend the rim really at all compared to what JaVale and Dwight Howard were doing.
So totally agree.
So, you know, it's just they definitely do miss them. And speaking of the Lakers, Rob, I know that you and Chris wanted to get into this. LeBron James we've been told that with Anthony Davis out, this is going to bolster his MVP campaign because he's going to put the Lakers on his back and he's going to, you know, keep them afloat until he returns.
Only one problem. They're going the other way.
Exactly. Only problem is they keep losing and they lost on Saturday to the Heat. And after the game, LeBron was asked if maybe these other guys on the role players have not really stepped up as much as you'd like with AD out and Dennis Schroeder out.
Right.
And what he ultimately said was, you know, they're playing fine. It's up to me to adjust and for lack of a better word, do more. And even as a Laker fan, Rob, I want to get your thoughts on this. I think that LeBron James wants to win the MVP. You guys talked about this. He wants to catch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the all-time scoring list. And I think that him having these personal goals that are so lofty is actually hurting the Lakers right now. Because
you know what?
He's playing too many minutes. He's putting a lot on his shoulders. He's talking about doing even more while AD's out. And that's just not the business the Lakers are in right now. They're a championship caliber team. The last thing they need is for LeBron to blow his wad in February.
100%. Year 18, Rob G, it makes no sense. But LeBron is chasing something, and I think this is the problem. You can chase to try to get 6 rings, right, to match Michael Jordan. The only problem is Mike doesn't have 6 losses, and you do. So what is LeBron trying to do? He wants to be Kareem. He wants to be the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. He wants to win some more MVPs, especially winning it here in year 18, what that would do to bolster his resume. And Rob G, I think he might think that the championship rings, while he wants them, is not going to be enough. Do you know what I mean? To change the narrative.
Right, because he's already lost so many.
He's because he's lost so many that even if he gets six, people will say, okay, you got six, but you lost six. But if he's the all-time leading scorer and wins a couple MVPs at his older age and with a star like Anthony Davis on it, it might enhance the way people look at it. And I think you're right. I think this could ultimately, the minutes he's playing, what he has to do here in February, we're not even at the All-Star break, could impact him later on. I know everybody thinks he's an energizer bunny and he can just keep playing and it doesn't have any effect on you. But this is more than I thought. I really thought, Rob G, this was going to be Anthony Davis's year to go for the MVP. LeBron be on cruise control. You know what I mean? Until they get to the playoffs so that they could have a chance at another championship. I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, Rob. And I don't want to use the word selfish, but if you, there's no other way to put it. It's him putting his own self-interests, I think, above the team. I know that he thinks, like you said, that he can be Superman and not only achieve these personal records, but also win a championship. But I don't think, especially now in a condensed season, on a shorthanded roster, it's possible for him to do both. And I think that, you know, Father Time is undefeated and LeBron James is keeping him off balance right now, but you can't do it forever. And I think this is very short-sighted on his part.
And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number, 877-996-6369. And would it be better for LeBron's GOAT credentials to win two more rings or the all-time leading scorer with a couple more MVPs? Which one you think will help make his case better against Michael Jordan? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, Rob G hanging out with us. Got a little technical issues going on. So Chris is sidelined, and we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save big on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing to do with your phone in a few minutes. Just call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today. We are Farmers.
Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. We are Farmers. Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Thanks. I know I was a little bit out of order, so I'm sorry about that. But, yes, it is The Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Rob G. And we're talking about LeBron James. Which one helps his resume more? Trying to win two championships to get to six to match Michael Jordan's number? Or maybe passing Kareem as the all-time leading scorer and piling up MVPs? Because before 10 days ago, Rob G., or a week ago, people said LeBron was clearly the front runner for MVP. I'm not so sure if people think that anymore.
Oh, no, of course not. And we got some calls who want to weigh in on this exact subject. So let's get out to the lines with Tony in D.C. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, Tony?
Parker's platoon in the house.
Yes, sir.
Stop
did you kick
it.
What did you do?
No
did you kick
way.
The plug?
No way, no how, and I'm going to poo-poo this argument. And Rob, not only am I a member of Parker's platoon, I am the founding member of Rob Parker's poo-poo club. Look, LeBron has been to the finals 10 times, right? I think,
yes.
Right? In those finals, he's played the number one seed 4 times from the other conference. He's 1-3 against the number one seed, and he's been swept in the finals. Now, for that other argument, as far as the scoring goes, no, because he played at a much more polite NBA than Jordan and Kareem did. So no way, no how. And Chris Broussard, I'm tired of every time you're not in, I can suddenly get through with my phone calls. Quit blocking my number, Broussard. Peace, my brother.
My man, Tony in D.C., wow. Appreciate it.
As someone who works behind the glass, Rob, I can confirm that Chris does indeed block certain numbers.
I bet he does. He doesn't want my guys to get through. 877-99 on Fox. We got more, Rob?
Yes, sir. Let's go out to Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle from another mother. Hey, yo, man. Rob G. Hey, I'm part of the Rob G gang officially, man. You see how smooth he just picked up the mic over there, Uncle Rob, and just
no
saved
doubt.
The whole show?
We need him. I told him one of these days when Chris is off or I'm off, we're going to give Rob G a chance. No doubt about it, to just jump on the mic.
Hey, yo, hashtag pay Rob G his wings. My take real quick, man, is – I feel like LeBron, this is the most selfish thing he could have possibly did. Look, if he takes care of his body, takes a couple nights off and works for the championship, he'll have plenty of more years to continue to chase that title. I mean, the man is built like an Adonis. What is the rush to try to beat Kareem right now, man? He's shown his true colors. He's leaving the rest of his teammates high and dry with some of these performances lately. And, I mean, if AD could take, what, a month off now? LeBron is good for a couple nights, man. That's all I got, man. Keep it going, Rob G. Rob G gang gang.
All right.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Sean. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the love on the wings that Rob Parker has welched on.
No, I got you on the wings. No, I got you on the wings. You know you're not going to get them from Chris, though.
No, yeah, I know that. But you know what? You know what, Rob? I think Sean was on to something because he talked about how LeBron's kind of been letting his teammates down. I wouldn't go that far, but he did only go 7 for 21 shooting on Saturday against the Heat. And he had 5 turnovers.
No, that was a bad game right there. So, I don't know how you could look at it. And the Heat have been struggling.
They right. And so when you're down one of your big dogs, in this case, two of them, with Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder, you can't afford for your best player to have arguably his worst game of the season.
And that's what that was. That was a bad loss to Miami right there. And, Rob G., I know we talk about it a lot. Help me out. He gave up the ball twice at the end. Were you happy about that?
Oh, you mean, was I happy about Alex Caruso taking
yes.
the game? No, I was not happy about that.
I know that was the right basketball. I heard Mark Jackson say it. That was the right play or whatever. I get it, all that. There's a reason some people are open, Rob G. Am I
right?
Of
course. Now,
there's
Rob,
a reason.
You know that I grew up in the Kobe Bryant era. So I know firsthand that I'd much rather have my best player
yes.
take a double coverage shot than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Wide open.
1,000%. We keep it moving now. Back out to the phone lines. Spencer in Maryland. Spencer, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, what's up, Rob G? What's up, Rob?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So this for me, this is really, really easy. Scoring is so inflated right now in the NBA.
Yes.
You look at box scores, the average score is like 130 to 120. So LeBron, he has to win 2 more titles. Scoring is entirely inflated. Also, Kareem, he went to college for 3 years. That's one integral
yes.
component that you have to remember. LeBron came right out of high school. Players take much better care of their bodies now. LeBron spends $1 million a year on his body. Kareem, I'm sorry, he was not spending $1 million.
And you know
on
what?
Your best point
is about the scoring. Defensively, you can't touch anybody. You can't stop these guys. It's just like the NFL. Rob G, what do we talk about with the passing yards? All these also ran quarterbacks have better numbers than the all-time greats in the NFL. Why? They pass every down now.
Right. And, Rob, you know, you're a big stats guy. I know that. You're always quoting some great stats in Deadspin. Here's another one for the next time you write an article about today's NBA and
yes.
what's going on. 4 of the best offensive-rated seasons in NBA history are taking place right now.
No, I believe it.
6 of the top 7 are taking place right now. You know what the other one that's not from this season? It was last season's Dallas Mavericks team.
Are you serious?
It wasn't the Showtime Lakers. It wasn't Steph and KD and the Warriors.
Right.
It was Giannis this season. It was Luka Doncic last season. It was the Utah Jazz of this season.
These are all the best seasons.
Having the best offense in NBA history.
Yep. And that's an indictment. That's why... That really doesn't help LeBron. We'll take a few more. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we keep it moving. We go out to Leo in New York City. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
Broussard Brigade in full effect.
Oh, yes.
Chris, Rob Parker. I mean, okay, you guys say LeBron is doing too much. What are you supposed to do? The guy played against the Nets. He had 27 points in three quarters, and they still got blown out. Now he shoots 27 for 21. He's shooting too much. He's not caring about his guys. He passes the ball to Alex Caruso. Why is he passing up a shot? I mean, his crown partner is injured. If LeBron doesn't play all these minutes, well, okay, you guys want him to sit
Leo,
down.
Leo, hold on. I'm just asking you. In year 18, is that you want LeBron playing double overtime to beat a bad team? I'm just saying, like,
Rob, I don't. I don't. But if he doesn't play, who's going to play? AD is not there. So if he doesn't play, that's an L automatically. So that's why he has to play. If he doesn't play, then what? Oh, are we okay with piling up L's? If he doesn't play, because if he doesn't play, that's what's going to happen, though.
I know, but we know that a couple of L's in February are not ultimately going to change where the Lakers are. If they're one of the top four, they don't need to be the number one seed. If you're a top four seed, you have home court, right? That's all I'm saying is some of those games.
But you can fall up to number five seed.
No, you don't want to do that. I get that. I get that. But I just think that these minutes could wind up catching up to him. That's all.
Tell Rob G, LeBron got him a championship. What does he want, a ranch dressing with that too? I mean, come on, Rob G.
Hey, I'll take ranch and a second championship.
That's
filled
right,
with ranch want dressing.
That's funny, Leo. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. All right, coming up is our guest, Quentin Richardson, the former NBA vet and co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast. He's on Twitter at QRich. Quentin, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. It is Rob Parker and Rob G. Chris Broussard, somehow we had a technical difficulty. His power got knocked off, so that's why you're not hearing Chris. But we were just having a conversation about LeBron James going forward and want to get your take on it. LeBron, of course, is trying to catch Michael Jordan in some people's eyes. He has two ways of going about it, maybe trying to catch Michael in championships or maybe improving his resume by winning a couple more MVPs or maybe passing Kareem. Which one do you think would help him in his case against Michael Jordan?
Man, for me, I'm a Chicago kid, man. For me, Michael Jordan fits in the class of his own. But, I mean, I feel like what LeBron has done, he's carved himself out of space on the Mount Rushmore where he's going to sit in the class of his own, whether it be because he's going to be at top of every major rank as an all-time leader or just by what he's done on and off the floor. I mean, it's nothing really nobody could say bad about LeBron in my opinion. I mean, what he's done and what he's still continuing to do in his 18 years, nothing short of amazing.
No doubt. And that's why people are just saying, like, he's putting in a lot of time and playing a lot of minutes. So people are a little, in year 18, at some point, you only have but so much in you. Let me change gears to the Brooklyn Nets. And what they've been able to do, they went out on a five-game Western Conference trip, won all five games. They've won eight in a row against the Western Conference. They're coming on strong. They beat the Clippers last night. What do you make of the Nets, and how surprised are you at how well they're playing, especially since they've gotten James Harden?
Man, as far as since they've gotten James Harden, I'm not very surprised at all with how they're playing. I mean, they got three of the best, top 10 players on the planet on one team. So, I mean, I expected them to once they got a little continuity and got used to each other, I knew it wouldn't take too long with those three guys, because they're so elite. But, I mean, as far as everybody else getting around them and getting used to them three, I knew they would hit some type of stretch, and I knew they would be formidable once they got together. And I still look at it like, they're going to be a definitely hard out for anybody, East or West, once they hit that playoffs. And if they playing well and everybody's healthy, I look at it, I wouldn't be surprised if they won it all.
The people, the knock on when Harden came was, there's only one basketball. These guys are going to, you know, bicker over who gets the shot and all that. Obviously, that hasn't been the case. And the other thing was about their defense. They started out horrendously playing defense, have gotten much better, up to the 15th best, which is middle of the road in the league. And I contend, Quentin, that you don't have to be, you know, a stopper-type defense to win a championship if you have that kind of firepower. You just have to make guys work for it a little bit and stand in front of them. Where are you on this whole notion that you have to play defense to win a championship?
I absolutely believe you have to play defense. I mean, I haven't won a championship, but playing in the league, I know that you have to, you know, you have to have a, you know, at some point you have to get stops. But with that being said, I mean, I still feel like that they, those guys in a playoff series, I mean, okay, over the length of a series and over the length of a season and their careers, they're not like the defensive standout guys. But I think in playoff series and in key games and in key moments, those guys are capable of making defensive plays, and then they have the players around them that you know are those type of guys. So I think that, you know, it's a little overstated how they can't play defense and all of those things. I think that's the kind of, you know, I want to see what they do in the playoffs, and I'll make my opinion of that then.
Our guest here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Quentin Richardson, former NBA vet and co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast. Speaking of the Nets, I want to ask you also about Kyrie. You know, there was that time he took a leave of absence from the team. People were shouting, hey, he should quit if he doesn't want to play and the team can't count on him. Since he's been back, he's been balling out. What do you make of Kyrie and where he is? It looks like he's actually happy, having fun.
I mean, everybody can have an opinion about everything, but I mean, me from being a player, I know that the only opinion that matters to most of us players is those of our teammates in the locker room and our peers. So, I mean, it seems that all of his teammates got a good understanding for him and they accept him and all that come with him. And that's the biggest thing, man, because once we, you know, when we get on teams, we're around our teammates more than we're around some of our families. So that becomes like an extension of your family. So as long as his teammates are accepting of him and have the understanding of him, I'm okay with everything he's doing. I would start having an issue or questioning things once if any of his teammates and everybody around him started having issues with him. Right now, everybody else is just outside noise. That's outside his locker room and outside his team, so it doesn't really matter.
It was kind of fitting this week. Damian Lillard wasn't named to the starter for the All-Star game, but he did just win NBA Players of the Week, him and James Harden. What do you make of Damian Lillard, and was he snubbed? Should he be an all-star starter? Why do people kind of overlook Damian Lillard?
I would fall short of saying Damian Lillard's been being overlooked anymore. I think there was a time where he really was being overlooked and taken for granted. I mean, I wouldn't say that now with the amount of commercials and the mass appeal that
he has and the
popularity that he has. But I think in this situation, this just came down to where, you know, he plays up in Portland in the Pacific Northwest, where in a situation where Luka won out over him because he probably has a whole country voting for him, and he's a young kid who has a lot of popularity, and he's playing in a bigger market. Normally, his games are seen probably more so than Dame's because his come on later than Luka's would traditionally. So I think it's a lot of that going on. But I think my opinion, man, and this is no slight in no way on Luka. I love Luka to death. He's one of my favorite players to watch. But this was a situation where it worked out the wrong way. Dame Lillard should have been starting in that backcourt of the West with Stephen Curry, no doubt about it.
Speaking of Steph Curry, I agree with you on that. There was even some talk maybe that Steph could win the MVP. He had a hot streak the last couple of weeks. But it doesn't, you know, like they still like could be at the bottom of the Western Conference if they make the playoffs or close. Can a guy win the MVP if his team is in the second half of the Western Conference? Is that really viable, or are people pipe dreaming thinking that he could win the MVP on a team that just might barely make the playoffs?
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can win the MVP, man. Not just because of what his team is doing. It's a lot of other players doing a lot of big things out there. So I think that would be more so the reason if he doesn't. But even if he doesn't win the MVP, I think everybody knows this is one of his best years, and he's proven anybody that had any second guesses about what he had left in the tank and what he was still capable of doing. Like, he's doing this facing double and triple teams. Like, I've watched the doubles and triple teams. So when he gets Clay back, I think we could expect the same type of Steph Curry that we used to seeing. He's showing that right now, but I think it'll be even better once he gets that other weapon back to take some of that focus off of him.
Hey, Quentin, last thing. Tell us about your podcast, The Knuckleheads. Who's on it with you, and what kind? Is it all basketball or just sports talk?
Nah, so I co-hosted with my man D. Miles. You know, me and him got history going 25-plus years, getting drafted together and everything else. But, we talking basketball, man. That's what we stick to, what we do. We basketball, but we done had some of everybody on, man, from the Jerry Ferraras to Fabulous to all of the basketball people, from Shaq, Kobe, Isaiah, and Steve Nash. The list goes on. D-Wade, man, we just love to sit there and talk to people that we fans of, man, and that we love what they do and we appreciate what they do, and we get to talk about it. It's from a fan standpoint, it's the most fun thing we could be doing, because we do it every day sitting at home anyway.
Right. Where can people subscribe to your podcast? Where is it?
Man, you can find it everywhere they put out the podcast, Spotify, Apple, anything, everywhere.
Okay.
Knuckleheads podcast.
It is The Knuckleheads. All right, Quentin Richardson, our guest here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Man, we appreciate the knowledge. Thank you so much, Quentin.
Appreciate you having me, man. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, more on The Odd Couple coming up. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Yeah, we're winding it down. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and Rob G helping out after a little technical difficulties. We're coming to you live, though, from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle on your auto insurance. Rob G.
I'm back. Ain't no Rob G.
You trying to kick me off the last couple of minutes?
You trying to kick me off the show?
No, I figured by now you would be asleep. I didn't unplug you. I'm not close to Jersey.
No, I am back. Man, I missed. Golly. Sorry about that. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't your fault. Rob G? Did Rob G, he wanted to get some airtime. That's what
Rob G, join in anyway.
Yeah, I really wanted to get Chris's airtime while also being on the phone with him and talking to Iowa Sam and screening the calls at the same time.
Right, trying
Rob,
to figure
I've
it all out.
I've been telling Rob G that the next time you're off, which I imagine will be pretty soon.
No.
I'm getting Rob G in here. I'm going to get Rob G a day.
I've already said that.
He's scared.
No, Rob G, you're going to do it. You should do it one day. Let's do it.
He's scared. Okay? I mean, he talks a lot of trash in our pre-show meeting.
Next thing you know, after that, though, we won't be able to talk to him. He'll be Martin Weiss. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Don't do that to us if we put you out there.
My goal is to be the new Jonas Knox.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. The king of the teasers.
I think he might have set that up to get a little airtime.
I ain't paying for that.
he took me out for a while, but I am back. And let's wrap it up with this, Rob. We know that there's been discussions, but apparently no ruling yet on whether or not the college kids, are going to get name, image, and likeness money, from their name, images, and likenesses. Now, it seems like everybody's agreed to it, but it just hasn't been put into legislation yet. So EA Sports is coming back out with some college, video games and stuff.
And remember, they got sued, Chris, because they're making money off these kids' likeness And they never, the kids never got any money. I mean, I don't
Ed O'Bannon, wasn't it? UCLA Ed, star? Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they want to come back out with their college stuff, but Notre Dame has said, we will not participate until the kids are getting paid for their name. You're using their names, images, and likenesses. And Notre Dame has been at the forefront of this for a while. Yes, I'm with you. I am with you.
Bravo, Notre Dame, and the other schools, Chris, should follow Notre Dame's lead. Absolutely. Do not allow that video game to use your school and your colors and all the other stuff without paying those kids.
Everything but the names on the back of the jerseys.
Right.
Probably using the moves and everything. Right? So I'm with you, Rob. I salute Notre Dame. But like you said, for it to really be effective, all the schools should do it. And why wouldn't they? Honestly, why wouldn't you?
I you know what? It always burned me up, Chris, that people could actually do a game, make money, and not compensate the people they're highlighting. I just, like, you have to have the biggest set to do that and think it's cool. No, I'm really. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, you're making money.
You know,
no, I get it.
You talking about the actual games, or you talking about like a video game?
I'm talking about the video games where they're using the likeness of the players. Like, if you're number 5 for USC and you're telling me that ain't Reggie Bush, who is it?
Right, right. You're absolutely right. It's just so disrespectful.
Right.
And arrogant. And, I mean, I wonder, were the schools getting a cut?
They might have been.
I wouldn't be surprised if – I would bet the schools were. Which, shame on them. So hopefully, finally, Rob, there's some justice that's going to eventually be served for these kids, because they are treated, at the very least, they're treated like minor league athletes. But minors are still pro.
Right.
That's really how they're treated. I'm watching Oklahoma State right now against Texas Tech. On ESPN. You know, these kids are giving it their all, and millions of dollars, not on this game, but, you know, this season are being made. Billions. So I hope they do get it. And but good for Notre Dame for what they're doing. So I it's not often we probably say that.
No.
But shout out to Notre Dame.
Right, give credit where credit's due, because that's what needs to happen to stop these people. I thought they were going to go away, Chris, after they lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Now they're not, though. they're like, we're trying to get in the loophole because it's not, you know, solidified yet. Which, no why doubt. Not? I guess COVID, you know, I guess I'll give them that excuse. But go ahead and get that done so these players can, you know, be taken care of. All right, Rob, good show. Sorry I missed the last 45 minutes, but Rob G, I'm sure, held it down the best he could.
And we'll be back tomorrow in full effect. You know it.
Yes, indeed. All right, have a great night. Stay tuned for our man Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!